anything else. I mean, anything. It's like they're limited. They're limited. I mean, there's a reason why. Well, think about that. I was just thinking about this. Let me put it this way. That now look at the situation that we're in the modern day with all this technology, with all this the extent that the military media and the deceptions they put forward, and our modern consumer society, and all overlays and it's intermeshed and it works together and all that. Well, how long has this been around in the terms of recent history? This condition we're in, not very long. I mean, how long ago was it where the whole landscape here was completely different, where you had Native Americans living here and had a completely different way of life? What, 200 years ago, 250 years ago? That's like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even that many generations ago. So, like, we talk about this stuff in terms of, like, this monolithic, organized, evil force that's just so all-encompassing and powerful, and it's controls everyone's minds and stuff like that. Now, the stuff that they're showing me is that they're very concerned about the average person. They do all this stuff to keep people in fear, mainly in fear, but to put out all this bull crap and do it with just such put so many resources behind doing it. Now they're afraid of the people. They're afraid of the people. They're afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like that's what it tells me. If they're all this as powerful as they're trying to make themselves out to be, why don't they just come out and say, yeah, we're running things. What are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that. They don't do that. They do it in an offhanded way.
Mm-hmm.
But their main tool to control us is fear. It's to keep us fearful of each other, mainly. Like, you know, the fear to be wary of your neighbor, to be wary of everybody on the internet, to be wary of. That's their goal with all this stuff, is to get us fearing one another, at odds with each other, because that's all they can do. They have to have us police ourselves. They can't do it. They're just a small, very small minority. And if you look at where their real power is, it's nothing. It's like it actually, and when we understand this fully, it's just going to melt off. There's nothing they can do. Because it's not buildings. It's not guns. It's not firearms. It's not armies. It's not computers. It's just wires. It's just stuff. That has no power. It's an inanimate object. It has no power in and of itself. A gun has no power in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just stuff. And once we fully grasp and understand that and understand that the government is not buildings, it's government is mind control,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to take care of itself. But we got to get there somehow. And then like what you're saying is exactly right. We have to take control of the media.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Are we locked in this phony paradigm that we need this media to communicate globally and stuff? Or is it be like it always has been in the past, where it's more word of mouth? It's more of your sphere of influence that you come in contact with every day, and you influence them in certain situations arises where it may take hold in that individual, and that individual spreads it, and it gets out of control. It's like the 100th monkey syndrome, and it spins out of their control. Yeah, is that possible? Some people say, oh, no, they're thousands of years old. They've been here forever, and they've been here since the ancient of days and Greek and before the Greeks and the Egyptians and back to Sumer. Thousands of years they've had this control. How do we know that, or is that another bull crap?
Right.
You know, how do we know that there hasn't been many revolutions where this stuff just gets tossed to the side and something else is tried and there's a renewal? That hasn't happened over and over, and they're just trying it again, and they're trying it with these different methods, and they're trying to get it right, and they're not going to succeed this time, just like they've never succeeded in the past.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know that's not the case?
Mm-hmm.
Because
we don't.
Everything they tell us, the history and everything, is just bull.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the dark, you know. That we're in the dark, and then you know what? We don't know. So I just assume that these people are as easily defeated as what I just got through saying.
Yeah.
Because their power is through this manipulation of fear, fear, false evidence appearing real. It's the acronym for fear. False evidence appearing. You know, the overwhelming majority of stuff we fear is just based on ignorance. Now, if you got a black widow spider crawling on your leg, yeah, I'm going to be concerned and do something about it. But, like, is there a guy wearing a towel on his head, hiding under my bed at night with a box cutter, he's going to cut my throat? Do I need to be afraid of that?
It's funny